Good morning. Excellent day yesterday. No losses. Did have a push. A little disappointed in that under 39 Monday night game that went to exactly 39. Didn't really affect us much, though. Obviously, no loss there. Just didn't win on the bet. Everything else, every other bet, baseball, football, parlays, totals, everything came in. But let's move on because you're never as good as your good days. That was a little bit of, well, there wasn't a lot of luck involved. Actually, there was nothing that bounced our way. It was just luck in that they were on the right side. Let's start with baseball today. Well, there's only baseball today. Let's start with the Cardinals visiting Milwaukee Brewers. And I'm going against the grain. Most of the money, most of the bets are on St. Louis. I'm going with the Brewers here. They're at home. They're a good home team. St. Louis is a middling road team. Pitching matchup, believe it or not, favors Milwaukee today. I'm not saying season long. I'm not saying on neutral territory. I'm saying Hauser at home, Mikolas on the road favors Milwaukee. And the current form overall is favoring Hauser over Mikolas, whether it's road or away. Current form, he's doing better. Team-wise, Milwaukee has won four of their last five. They are in a race to make the playoffs, and they're sitting outside of it right now. That doesn't necessarily mean you can play any better. What it does mean is you're making the right substitutions. You're playing the game to win managerial rather than getting ready to coast into the postseason, which is where the Cardinals are at. They're not in danger of losing their division, and they're not having a chance to improve their divisional seeding. They're not going to overtake the Mets or the Braves or the Dodgers for the other division's better record. So there's not much here other than the coast in for them. You don't want to be obviously sloppy baseball on the way in, but yet this is the Brewers, and I don't care where the other bets are at. It's the Brewers. All right, Philadelphia and the Cubs. Interesting game. I immediately wanted to take the over, and then of course you have to check the weather. And the wind is blowing in pretty good in Chicago, which is definitely a run deterrent. But so I'm not going to take the over 6.5. Started at 7.5, now it's 6.5. I'm not going to take the over on a standalone bet, but I do really like the over here. Marcus Stroman at home is terrible. And you know what? The wind's only going to get better. If it doesn't stay the same, it's going to get better because it's blowing in pretty heavily. So change direction a little bit, maybe. Change velocity a little bit, maybe. It's not going to get worse. It can only get better. So I like that angle. I'm not trying to bet against the weatherman, but we all know how the weather works. But I am betting against Stroman. What I'm doing here is I'm taking Philadelphia and over 4.5 at plus 105. So plus money on the bet. Philadelphia with Zach Wheeler against the struggling Marcus Stroman, a Cubs team that's out of it. A Philadelphia team that kind of needs to win this, make sure they stay in the playoffs. They're just ahead of Milwaukee. That's the team that Milwaukee's battling with. And there's seeding issues between San Diego and Philadelphia, for that matter, too. San Diego's still at risk of falling down if they don't keep it together. So it's definitely Philadelphia and over 4.5, plus 105. The next one's Baltimore at Boston. Again, I'm going to be a little bit in the minority here. I'm going with Baltimore on the road at plus 114. That night line's coming down. You're probably not going to get that anymore, but you should have plus money yet. The theory here is that Michael Wacha for Boston is a better pitcher than Kyle Bradish of Baltimore, and that's true, except for today. Again, same story here. Bradish is in really good form. Wacha is a little weaker than the season averages. He's at home, so it's helping it, so it's a little bit of a detriment. But what we have here is, again, exactly like yesterday when we won this, Baltimore is playing for something. They're not going to make the playoffs, although they think they might. It's not just a mathematical chance. It's actually a somewhat possible realistic chance to make the playoffs. It won't happen, but you don't tell that to professional baseball players. They're playing this to win. And if nothing else, they're going to go in strong for a message next year. They're playing as if they're have everything on the line. Boston is done, and they've given up. They've lost, was it six in a row now? Yeah, I'm going with Baltimore. Plus money, that's an easy play. All right, Texas and Seattle. Looks like Texas has announced their pitching now. I didn't write the name down. Jesus somebody. They're just throwing out whatever now. Whereas you got Robbie Ray for Seattle at home. You can't really pay that 205, although there's value there. What you can do is take Seattle to win and over 4.5 at minus 120 and call it a win. So then we're going to move on to Colorado and San Francisco. This one says San Francisco all day long. I very, very tempted to take San Francisco by 1.5 on the run line. That's a very solid play. Very, very solid. But I really think this game's going under the total. And for some reason, I feel like it could be a one-run game. I feel very strong in San Francisco winning. So I'll take San Francisco at under 9.5 at plus money at plus 105. And then finally, we're going to finish up with a run line bet, reverse, well, the underdog run line with the same game parlay. We're going to go with Oakland plus 1.5 and the game to go under 11.5 at plus 115. So now we've got four plus money bets out of six. One, which is actually the slight underdog, it's minus 105, but they're actually the underdog on the day. And then we've got the Seattle game at minus 120. At Y Oakland, again, their run line record, meaning plus 1.5, here is 44-31 on the road. The Angels are 31-44 in order to win on the run line, meaning in this case by two, or it also includes their plus 1.5s against superior teams. So a little deceptive there. Oakland is only a couple games back of LA in general. Well, they're about five games back in general. They're a couple games back as far as their road record versus LA's home record. What you have here is Sandoval going for Angels. He's pitching pretty darn well. Caprellian for Oakland, though, in the last three games is a better pitcher than Sandoval. If you throw out his 8-run, 2-inning outing, he's really doing well. You can't throw that out because that's always a potential that happens today. But it won't, because I do expect this game to be very low scoring. I was going to pass it. That's why it's actually last on my list, even though it's not last chronologically. There's a couple games that start a few minutes after that. I look at these games in order of their start times, not the game number on a sheet. So why Oakland again? Again, and why under is what I'm getting at here. So both these pitchers will have a pretty good game. And so the lower scoring the game is, the more likely you have a slim margin. Therefore, the plus 1.5 has even more value here. I wouldn't be that interested in taking Oakland plus 1.5 in Colorado. That wouldn't make much sense. But in Los Angeles, between these two teams who are having trouble scoring, divisional fight, both teams are done. Now what we have here is Oakland actually having young guys trying to make a name and get a spot for next year. And LA doesn't really play that way. They play to keep their fans in the seats because that's where the money's made. Oakland doesn't seem to worry. Well, this is a road game, first of all, for them. Second of all, they don't care about the fans anyway. They've proven that year after year after year. They have horrible attendance this year. So anyway, what does that mean is they're playing stars, and those stars want to hit numbers, make numbers for contracts, etc. But at the same time, how much motivation do you really have to play your best game and get yourself injured? Because if you're a multi-million dollar guy and you bang up your knee in a meaningless game, wonder how much money you're going to make after that. So there's some psychology involved there. But anyway, so as a quick recap, Milwaukee, money line. Philadelphia in a same game parlay, money line and over 4.5. Baltimore money line, Seattle in the same game parlay and over 4.5. San Francisco in the same game parlay and under 9.5. Oakland in the same game parlay plus 1.5 and under 11.5. And that's it. Let's get at least 4 out of 6. Good luck.